This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Wendy Mater. Columbia Board of Education is looking for a new member to fill Paul Cushing's vacated spot. Since October 10th, four additional candidates have applied, bringing the total to eight. The new applicants include Missouri Assistant Attorney General Brianna Lennon, educator Vicki Rohrvig, mother of three Rockbridge graduates Donna Buchert, and Lincoln University professor Bill Tackett. Current board member Jonathan Sessions says when evaluating applicants, he's looking for someone who is a team player.
Someone that's coming with an open mind, that recognizes what the job is, what the job entails, and what it means to Columbia as a community and to the students learning in Columbia is the kind of board member that I'm looking for.
The Board of Education will interview applicants and make its selection on October 30th. The new Board of Education member will be sworn in at the regular meeting on November 12th. Jefferson City Council will hold a public hearing to discuss a proposed noise ordinance today. The ordinance limits sound levels in both commercial and industrial zones, as well as in residential areas. It contains limits that specify maximum noise levels for both day and night. Proponents say the proposed ordinance will be beneficial because it establishes a way to measure noise levels efficiently. Various examples of sound levels will be demonstrated at the meeting using a decibel system. The State Department of Transportation says law enforcement agencies plan to pay special attention to safety regulations for commercial vehicles and to unsafe and aggressive motorists. That comes as part of Operation Safe Driver Week that started Sunday and continues through Saturday. KBIA's Sydney Miller reports.
MoDOT says the goal of Operation Safe Driver Week is to increase safety awareness among both commercial trucks and passenger vehicles. MoDOT spokesperson Deanne Rickabaugh warns drivers to be particularly careful around commercial trucks.
When you go to pass a truck, don't pull back in front of them until you can see the lights at the top of their cab in your rearview mirror. That way, they can see you. If you pull over too quickly, they're not going to see you.
According to MoDOT statistics, traffic fatalities have been slightly declining each year. There were 207 less traffic fatalities last year than in 2007. Sydney Miller, KBIA News.
State transportation officials urge motorists to put down phones, stay back from trucks' bumpers, and to use headlights. A public hearing is being held tonight at the Columbia City Council meeting to discuss a potential agreement with American Airlines to add flights from Columbia Regional Airport to Dallas and Chicago. The City Council will vote on the proposal October 22nd. If the contract passes, the city will have to put $3 million in a revenue guarantee fund for American Airlines. Mayor Bob McDavid says about half of this money will come from the city and the other half will come from private investors. Among the investors so far are the University of Missouri and Boone Hospital, along with multiple private sector businesses. For KBIA News, I'm Wendy Mater.